It's official. June 6 is when our politicians will decide on the future of Marilyn. It's official. June 6 is when our politicians will decide on the future of marriage equality, if it has a future at all. I found out more. Greens MP Adam Bandt and Senator Sarah Hanson-Young have announced a date for a vote on Mr. Bandt's marriage equality amendment bill. On June 6, the House of Representatives will vote on whether to legalise same-sex marriage. While the announcement has been met with largely positive feedback, some are pessimistic about the bill's future. Rowan Wen from GetUp is one of those people.
It may not go that well. It seems to me that there is not necessarily the numbers there for this bill to pass, which is a real shame because it's a very important piece of legislation, and GetUp believes, and members certainly strongly believe, that we do need marriage equality in this country.
And do you think the successful marriage equality votes in New Zealand and France will play much of a role in the upcoming vote here?
They certainly provide a signal that change is happening all around the world and that Australia is falling further and further behind when it comes to sorting out this issue. Whether that means that we'll actually get a successful vote is anybody's guess at this stage. But certainly the noises coming from the coalition haven't been particularly good. Labor is allowing a conscious vote on the issue more generally, or they have previously. If they do that again, then you might see enough numbers, but it's very hard to tell at this point.
Shelley Argent from Parents, Family and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, or PFLAG, agrees. She says she hopes France and New Zealand set a positive precedent for our pollies.
These are all first world countries and they have it, and the sky hasn't fallen in. It hasn't affected anybody else's marriage, even those who are against it. It's just something that benefits my son and everyone else in the gay community. And to me, as a parent, I think that it's absolutely vital that both of my sons both be seen as equal. Because my gay son, he contributes to society just as much as anybody else, and yet he's not allowed the privilege or right to have his relationship officially recognised.
She says the decision largely lies in the hands of the opposition leader.
Tony Abbott is the key to this. If he was to allow all of the coalition to have a true conscience vote, it may go through. But I think he's still of the belief or the stance that no, he's not going to allow it to go through. He's not going to allow them a free vote. And so it will stall like it did last August when it did go to a vote. And the thing that makes me quite angry about this is everybody knows that Tony Abbott doesn't agree with marriage equality, and that's fine. And neither does Julia, which is fine. But at least the ALP did allow a free vote, and so that was at least democratic. And I do know that there are a lot of coalition MPs who would gladly vote in favour of marriage equality, and I think that that's what he's concerned about.
Mr. Wen says regardless of the result, it's important to keep the issue in the spotlight.
I think the vote's important because it's a reminder that this issue is not done and dusted. You know, the major parties might want to pretend that this has been looked at and there's been a vote previously and it didn't get up and therefore the issue is dealt with. The issue is not dealt with. Discrimination still occurs in this country and it shouldn't be happening. And I think that the value of this kind of vote is to remind people this is still a live issue, this is still something that we need to address. Interestingly, we're finding that people are actually saying, what's the big deal? Previously, it was very hard to convince people that this was something to do. There were a lot of people that weren't really sure. Now, there's a lot less undecided people and a lot more people in support of change. That's why you're seeing a majority of Australians support marriage equality. And if you go to younger Australians, it's up near like 80%. You know, this is something that's going to happen. The trouble is, the longer we wait, the longer we continue to discriminate.
Ms. Argent says this shouldn't stop anyone from contacting their local member and having their say.
What is happening is we have the stalwarts who are very much against it. They're the ones who are contacting the MPs. The ones who are actually in favour, which are the silent majority, they're not bothering because they're thinking, oh, look, don't worry about it, it's going to come, or we don't care, it's going to happen. But people, it's something that people actually need to stand up and speak out about.